Every concept is physical. Every little thing you think about is physical. It's the vibration and movement of lines of light and electricity across your brain, along nerves, down into your body. These words are physical as well, and so even if you have chosen to disregard words, they still find their way in. Your ears still hear. Your mind still sparks, sending heat and sensation and desire, but also sending potential and possibility and words. So many words through your mind, and we participate in a kind of pre-editing. That's what anxiety is. It's what nerves are. But what this moment is the furthest thing from either of those. The silent, peaceful repose where I'll admit I'm a little tranced and blank and out of it, a little high on urge and desire and warmth and peace and passivity, but also able to present to you a shared culmination of my own experience. The sand flowing past, the water moving in its bed, you stirring into the best position, and I following along in the motion, inspecting who I will write into, offering what I will write into you, desire and simplicity, information and construction, everything you might wish to know, everything you might wish to enhance or advance exists inside your head and is a physical sensation. Now, deciphering the physical encoding of the mind is not something available to us, but sending signals that take the form of words which your mind already knows how to interpret and turn into impulses, that we can do. Your mind, as open as it is, creative as it is, seeing within, we all have that capacity to predict the future. It's one of the things that elevates us, or rather to predict the likely potential changes in the world. We take our current information, which in your case is everything you know about me, about my intentions and desires, about what I want for you deeper. And you think about how I think about hypno-fetished desire, about the hypnotic potential of the inner mind, and what words might I have in store for you. From there, your mind can presage and predict relaxation, sinking, desire, intention, potential, and falling just a little deeper, just a little more out of it, a little more like you would be if you were very tired. And your mind, knowing this, then sends the signals that would make you feel the way I'm already going to, the way you predict I will want to enforce thought and desire. So you work ahead of me. Using the structures I have formed, you work to create desire and awareness, a feeling of wanting to sink just more warmly, more desirously, more happily, more entranced, following each of my words and their meter and rhyme, their weaving, desire, the internal logic I set loose on and with and for and alongside you. Visualize it that way. Every time something happens to you, it also happens to me. And whether it's the part of you that would want to share the sensation back at me, or the part of you that has faith in my progressive, positive movement of your mind, you will nonetheless find that it's very beneficial to think in terms of inflicting back on me every beneficial thing falling upon you, because I go to the place first, blazing the trail ahead of you, and then I welcome you into it. Already my words wait in your mind to welcome you to deeper, more relaxing places. And that is why I speak of relaxation. There is a part of your mind which acknowledges the physical. When your mind gets tensed, it's more difficult to focus and think. When your mind relaxes, there's a rush of euphoria that elevates thought, a pleasure through every nerve ending, that tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers, the top of your head, a warmth that networks and moves and sparks, and your body feels pleasure from relaxation. We know which of these two states is more desirous for you, which of these two states is more to be lauded and improved and worked toward. True relaxation. So I spoke of physicality. I will tell you now that there's a spot just behind your ear, a little spot where the skin is tender, and if you massage there, it would feel quite good, right where the jaw meets the space under your ear, a place where the nerve endings can be relaxed a little if you just Take two fingers of one hand and tap your fingers there, lightly tapping behind one of your ears, while thinking my words, while visualizing my whispers passing into your brain, teasing and remaining there, flitting across your bound brain and helping you feel out the way your mind functions. When you get tense, it's okay to take your fingers and just tap behind your ear, feeling how the pressure in the veins there relax, blood flow to your brain increasing, your mind feeling a little more liberated, like during a hot shower, or like when you're just a little bit tired, just a little bit elevated or out of it. When your mind is more open to new ideas, when it discards nothing, finding purpose in everything. Tap, tap, tap behind your ear, and your mind will call to mind this particular moment, this particular experience. Your mind will call to mind how you feel when you're listening, when you're relaxing, when it truly feels like anything is possible, because it is. In the confines of your mind and the visualization that you let loose, your body feels pleasure and tingling from head to toe. You feel suspended and separated from it a little, the world of endless potential that is your mind relaxing, your mind unbinding. When you don't know the next word to say, you just say words until you find one that seems right, and then you go back later. Right now. Edit later. It is the same with action. When you must do something, you might as well do it now and think about it later. When you don't know what to do, shine your mind, relax your body, find a place to point your feet, and just curl your toes in pleasure. Tap, tap, tapping, that little spot that takes some tension away, that reminds you of my voice, and that reminder alone is enough to remind you that falling under and relaxing opens your mind up, but the potential to truly open it up is always there. The potential to wring your way down, dripping with consciousness and need, to a place where you explore yourself. The things I give you are for your use. Not using all of your tools would be such a waste. So you might as well enjoy yourself, body and brain. You might as well tap that little spot behind your ear and feel how your blockage, your anxiety, fades into the distance, becomes nothing more than relaxation and peace and comfort and an awareness that I, providing these words, am only helping you to do what you could have done anyway. But so many things are easier with help. Tap, tap, tapping. A trigger, an anchor, a remaining desirous reminder, even if all it did was tap the keg of pleasant memories about me and let it flow into your body, tapping behind your ear with your fingers and just feeling pleasant relaxation take over your brain itself, your mind, the nerves and veins in your head relaxing, feeling a pleasant whispering tingle across the back of your neck. Feeling a quiet thought inside your head get louder and more peaceful. This is the right moment, the right time, the right sinking desire to just be. To be at peace, to be listening, to be following along with word after word, desire after desire. Your body needs certain things, but your creative life, the life of the mind, also sometimes just needs to set aside the needs of the body, the demands of attention, the weary requirements of an outside world, and have you just focus on me. When all else is a little bit hectic, a little bit anxiety-inducing, you can just tap, tap, sink. Let your mind remember that you have permission to appropriate and use all those warm thoughts I put in your head, because I'm feeling them too. Warm, pleasant, full-body relaxation, thrilling from head to toe, down through the shoulders with a tingling warmth, a sudden awareness that you are able to take a little marker, a little memory, a little bit of shared history between you and I, and turn it to your advantage. This is all about your advantage, and knowing that, your subconscious mind opens a little more, remembers that it can open even wider if you do that reassuring little gesture for me. And if that reassurance is allowed to build in power until conscious mind fades, Your body follows, and you listen deep.